This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. You might have heard about our CAP Radio Travels trip to Greece. I'm just back from that journey. We took a group of 28 very lively and interesting travelers all the way from the Parthenon on Athens Acropolis to a number of ancient archaeological sites and then on to the islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Our Greek guide, in fact, was a treasure herself. We're in the process of getting photos online. I'll continue to post some on Twitter, at CAP Radio Ruyak. And thank you to everybody who joined and supported this adventure. Now, if you're up for a summer adventure a little closer to home, how about a road trip along California Highway 395? We are launching a new podcast focused on 395 sites and scenes with sounds. In the studio with me is Senior Editor of Digital Content, Chris Hagen. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also, Morning Edition anchor Steve Milne's here. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Beth.
So I think we should start with a sense of place. And Chris, describe a little about where 395 as a highway travels.
Yeah, so it actually travels all the way down from the Canadian border in Washington State all the way down into Southern California. And it actually used to go all the way to Mexico a long time ago. And so it got this nickname called the Three Flags Highway, which you'll still hear people call it now. But in California, it runs along the Eastern Sierra. And so it'll take you by places like Mono Lake or Mammoth Lakes, if you've been out there, by Mount Whitney, which is the highest spot in the continental United States, and then also Death Valley, which is the lowest. So it has this kind of like huge variety of landscape and terrain.
Talk a bit about how this podcast idea evolved out of a very generic, normal conversation that happens in the newsroom, but a very specific, organic kind of thought process.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually, last summer, before Insight, one day, a bunch of people in the newsroom were sitting around talking, and someone brought up a place that they had been along Highway 395. And then someone else jumped in with another place that they had been, and someone else jumped in with a place that they visited all the time. And we realized that everyone who had driven this road had a very strong connection to part of it. And I had never driven it before, and so that kind of caught my ear. And so last year, I took a drive all the way through, and that was the same thing I heard from a lot of different people I spoke to on the road, that they had like a very strong connection to parts of it.
I think Devil's Post Pile is a really amazing place outside of Mammoth.
The historical site, Manzanar, Bristlecone Pine Forest, you could...
It's like a ghost town back in the 1980s where they find...
No, 1800.
I love hearing the kids get excited and inspired and educated, though.
Yeah, that was a family I spoke to who just went to the Bodie ghost town, which a lot of people talk about when they go down 395. And so there was a lot of these very kind of like, you know, great kind of road trip sort of spots. But then we also heard, you know, we're in a newsroom talking to reporters. People brought up these stories connected to these places. And so Mono Lake is beautiful, but it also has this connection to, you know, fights over water rights. Mm-hmm. And 395 also passes by the Manzanar Japanese internment center. And so we realized that there's these great connections to the outdoor places, but also these really interesting stories tied to California history that we thought could weave into a good story.
Would you say something about the drive itself, when you're driving and what you're seeing around you? Kind of put us in the car for a moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that juxtaposition between Mount Whitney and Death Valley, it, like, sums up a lot of it. Mm. As you're driving through, like if you're in the passenger seat and you're not paying attention, you can like fall asleep looking at, you know, these mountain forests and then wake up and you're kind of in the desert. And so there's these long stretches where you pass by nothing but like, you know, say, you know, rocks and scrub brush and Joshua trees and this huge expanse of the road in front of you, these mountains on either side, you know, seeing Mount Whitney rise up with a desert on one side and Mount Whitney on the other is really amazing. But it can be very kind of like stark and desolate. You can drive for hours and hours and, you know, not pass by another town or many other cars. So it does kind of take like a certain type of person to connect with it in that way. But it is beautiful.
Steve, we're going to get to you and the music in just a moment, I promise. But I do want to highlight a few of the places that will be visited in this podcast, Chris.
Yeah. And so our next episode, our second episode in the series, CAP Radio's Chris Nichols, who you may know as our PolitiFact reporter, visits a place near Bridgeport, which a lot of people travel through 395. But a lot of people don't know there's actually a Marine Corps base in the Eastern Sierra. And that's because it's a great stand-in for the mountains of Afghanistan. And so Marines train there before they deploy. And so we talked to the Marine Corps Colonel Kevin Hutchinson, who runs the base, and talked about what he hopes that the Marines get out of that experience.
Bridgeport, more than anything, builds the metal character and the backbones, the spines of our Marines. And that applies to any combat environment. Many Marines have cited that their training here has actually been harder than what they've experienced at combat. That's exactly what we're trying to achieve. Hmm.
I love that concept that it's not just kind of the surface touristy experience, that you're really trying to share on multiple levels what 395 is all about.
Yeah, and we wanted to get people to think as they're passing by these places that as you pass through on your fishing trip, there's these, you know, the Marines are training just over the hills. You know, we're also going to be going to Mono Lake and talking about water rights there. We'll be looking into the history of, you know, Japanese internment and Manzanar and its connection to California. In a later episode, we're actually going to be talking about the role that 395 played in the rise of classic Hollywood. And we actually have a clip from the director of a museum there talking about that.
It's a place where you can really imagine the starkness of nature, the contrast with desert and mountain, and these sort of almost improbable rock outcroppings that have been weathered in ways that every one of them, the shape is different and the forms can take on almost an eerie look, or they can take on a massive and prominent look. And that was almost perfect for what Hollywood needed. They needed to have sort of that sense that, you know, in classic narrative of man versus nature, where nature really looked like it had some fortitude and that needed to be matched by the hero who was going to be involved in that film.
That episode is not up yet, but there are 6 episodes in all, correct?
Yeah, it'll be the 6 episodes in total, kind of, and we're kind of going from north to south, so driving from Reno down to Southern California and visiting different stops and stories along the way.
You can find a link very easily at capradio.org. You're listening to Senior Editor of Digital Content, Chris Hagen, also with me extending his morning on the air, his Morning Edition anchor, Steve Milne. And Steve, this is a real cool role for you because you got to focus on the music of the road. Yeah. And somebody might say, wait, what? The music of 395?
Yeah, I mean, it's inspired a lot of people to write songs about it. And we did a little search to find out how many songs were out there. We found about a dozen songs that either mentioned 395 in the lyrics or in the title itself. And they range from like country to folk and pop and rock.
What are the songs about?
A lot of them have to do with like road trips. Hey, let's get out of town. Let's hit the 395. It's mm-hmm. going to take us away from our problems. And if there was a common theme, as Chris was mentioning, it's the landscape, the beauty of the landscape. The you know, you go from the dusty, desolate deserts to the majestic mountains. And all of the musicians, either in the songs or when we talked to them, asked them what inspired them, it was the landscape.
That's not really a joke, even though you might laugh at it. And I just had that experience in going to Greece, being transported to somewhere else, where it does lift you out of things that captivate your thoughts or your tensions or whatever. So to say that 395 can lift you out of your problems isn't just an artist's lyric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You brought some examples with you.
Yeah, we found a musician. One of the songs, it's called, she calls it 395. Her name is Sonia Van Hamel, and she's a Dutch artist based in Amsterdam. She discovered 395 during her first visit to the U.S. while driving through Yosemite on a road trip with friends. And in her song, she uses the road as a metaphor for the end of a love affair.
I had this relationship that was coming to an end, and I kind of needed a timeline to project it on. And so it became this road, the 395.
We work hard, but we travel light. I take you down on a 395. We make a stop at Mono Lake. We're diving in and we're wide awake.
Colored sunset. That's the part where you're really happy and you're driving through it. And then at some point you're starting to feel like, okay, this is not okay because there's nothing there. There's just a desert. And so that made a great metaphor for my song.
Mm-hmm. She's Dutch, you mm-hmm. said already. Yeah, yeah. I love the sound of her voice.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
When an artist decides to focus on a place, it sort of makes it concrete in a different way or raises it up, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There's another song that you found, also titled, I think, Highway
395. Highway 395, yeah. And this one, it's an interesting guy. He works during the day as a Cedars-Sinai Medical Center ER nurse during the day, and but he's also an amateur singer, songwriter, guitarist. His name's Phil Booth, and every year he does this annual fishing trip, meets up with his buddies in the mm-hmm. town of Bishop. And the inspiration for his song, he told me, came just by walking down Main Street.
And I realized that there's not a lot of traffic on Highway 395. Well, at the same time, my brother was a big rig long-haul truck driver back east, and he just complained all the time about how bad the traffic was and he couldn't move. So that's kind of where I got the idea. I thought, man, you know, if you had a dedicated run out here, not only could you move, but it's just a beautiful scenery, the snow-capped mountains. I drive an 18-wheeler on a dedicated run, Washington State and back again. Sometimes I think I'd rather stay home in my bed, but I know that I'll get all the sleep I need after I'm dead. Right now I'm feeling real alive on Highway 395.
That was Phil Booth in a song called Highway 395. Mm-hmm. Are some of the songs recent? And in asking that, I wonder, are people still writing about 395?
Well, the songs we found were a couple years old. So, yeah. But I imagine they are. Yeah.
There's a nice haunting quality to that. And I think that's true, Chris, isn't it? That there's some of this highway that has that mystery and maybe that haunting or desolate feeling to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the road and the terrain, the landscape is so expansive. I mean, you heard it listening to some of these songs is that people can kind of use it as a canvas for what they're feeling. And it gives you a lot of space to think. Like I said, there's times where you can be driving for hours between towns. I mean, and that's a lot of time. I know that I drove a couple of times last summer. It gives you a lot of time to kind of think and get into, you know, how you feel about certain places and, yeah, project it onto this landscape.
Is all of the music, Steve, listed on the website page for the podcast as well?
I'm not sure.
For each episode, we're linking out to the songs. And some of the songs that Steve picks are kind of like woven in through the episode. And so you get a little bit of taste of that feeling from the artist as well as you're listening to the podcast.
Summer's a great time to do a road trip anyway. Ultimately, what do you hope everybody gets out of this journey, Chris?
You know, what I hope is, you know, California is this incredibly diverse and beautiful place, especially when it comes to the landscape and the environment. But, you know, we've also dealt with a lot of issues over our history. We're going to deal with a lot of issues as we go forward. And so I hope as, you know, you listen to 395, it's kind of like a way to celebrate those beautiful things about the state while at the same time kind of talking about and dealing with, you know, some of those issues we faced over our history.
So the podcast is 395, taking you on a road trip along this unusual treasure of a stretch of road through California. It's posted online now. The first episode is up?
Yeah, the first episode and our second episode about that Mountain Warfare Training Center is up as of Friday.
All right. That is Senior Editor of Digital Content, Chris Hagen, and Morning Edition Anchor, Steve Milne. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We'll be back with another live show tomorrow. Enjoy a little bit more of the music of Highway 395.
Sometimes I think I'd rather stay home in my bed, but I know